Hi there, 8:30 your time at FM 95.7, KQWC on a Thursday morning. 49 degrees our temperature reading. We're up about 8 degrees after low this morning of 41 here at Radio Hill. Temperatures making a high in the low 70s for today. Well, time now for Community Corner, and next week is a kind of a fall tradition in Webster City, you might say. It's time once again for Ladies Night Out. 3 days of fun, bargains, and so much more. Joining me in the studio this morning, we have Anna Woodward from the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. Director Anna, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat. Thank you very much for having me today.
Absolutely. So we got this thing coming up next week, Ladies Night Out.
Yes, we're extremely excited for Ladies Night Out. It will actually be a three-day event again this year. So we will have the pop-ups and our big shopping day on Thursday, October 12th. But that will follow with prizes and giveaways and participating retailers open Friday and Saturday, with the large grand prize giveaway drawings also being offered on Friday and Saturday too. Again, we will be offering the fashion show. That will be featuring fashions from Osweiler's, Denim and Babes, Heart and Home, and Back 40 Embroidery as well. That'll be at 10:30 on Saturday, October 14th at Trinity Lutheran Church.
And that'll be in the sanctuary of the church, I presume, for that.
We're actually using the multi-purpose room.
Cool.
That comes with a complimentary brunch immediately following, and that'll be catered by Riley's Kitchen. That's a really cool story as well, too. We'll be working with a student entrepreneur to cater this year's brunch.
Wonderful. It's coming up next week at the multi-purpose room of Trinity Lutheran Church in Webster City. So that should be a lot of fun. This has been an event there, Anna, that's been growing through the years. It got its start a number of years ago in Webster City.
Do you know it was originally started by Classic Carpet and Interiors.
Yes.
So they were kind of helped start Ladies Night Out 21 years ago. And I think Kevin Rubosch of Interior Spaces has definitely always adopted this as his premier event. He's very involved with this year's event as well. And I don't know if you've driven by downtown yet today, but our retail planning committee literally painted the town pink. So make sure to stop by. We have the pink spray painted pink pumpkins, window decals, and also other decor just around decorating the community in preparation for Ladies Night Out.
I didn't see it this morning because they do drive through downtown Webster City, but actually about 2:30 in the morning. I do that, but I did not notice the pink that's there. So it was just put on there this morning, you say? Or?
Yeah, last night, Lutheran Youth Group came down along with our retailers, Denim and Babes and Kevin of Interior Spaces, and of course the Trinity Lutheran Youth Group leaders. They placed pink pumpkins that they painted last week along 2nd Street and at our participating retailers. And then we've also been working with K-Stein Designs to do window installations along 2nd Street and throughout the community.
All right. So, again, there'll be a number of businesses taking part. How many businesses in all taking part of this Ladies Night Out thing?
We have nearly 40 participating businesses, and that includes eateries, drinkeries, retailers, and also our pop-up shops as well. I think one exciting thing about this year's event is we have grand openings and retail debuts. So some new vendors that we're going to see is Overgrown, which it will be in Energen Solar Group. This is actually a plant shop that specializes in common, rare, and unicorn plants. And they actually put a very special surprise in our complimentary swag bag. So make sure you've registered as an attendee because they have a coupon where if you buy one, you get a free plant with any purchase.
Well, that's marvelous. That's a good deal to make it to come to Webster City for this Ladies Night Out thing. Now, is it just only in Webster City there, Anna? Or is it like maybe in Camera or Blairsburg or Duncombe, I suppose?
We always invite our surrounding communities to participate with us in any of our events. Right now, we have really honed in on Webster City for this particular event, but we would certainly invite the residents of our surrounding communities to come and partake and enjoy in this retail event. We have seats open at our fashion show, and new this year, we're offering premier seating with VIP gifts, and that also will be along with the complimentary brunch, too. And you can reserve your spot online at visitwebstercityiowa.com.
All right, so visitwebstercityiowa.com that has all the information regarding this Ladies' Night Out event coming up next week, October 12th through the 14th there, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're extremely excited, and we would welcome anyone to come. So make sure you register online for that complimentary swag bag. That's going to go to the first 100 attendees. And new this year, we have a commemorative Ladies' Night Out tumbler available that you can add to the complimentary swag bag for $14. 10% of the proceeds and sales of this tumbler goes back to the chamber to support our events and our programming all year round. This was a partnership with Swan & Company, who will also be making their grand opening debut at Ladies' Night Out, mm-hmm. and will have open hours on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Swan & Company will be located in Tandem Workspace, and they specialize on small gifts and a curated selection.
All right, so again, that's a new business here in Webster City. We're glad to hear about new businesses coming to Webster City. How are we doing so far for trying to get new businesses here in Webster City, Anna?
Well,
other than what we're doing right now with this Ladies' Night Out thing.
The Chamber is always working in the community to try to support our entrepreneurial ecosystem, and we'll actually have a new brick-and-mortar business debuting at Ladies' Night Out as well. Happily Homemade is located on Seneca Street, and they offer handmade gifts along with resale and curated thrifted items. It's two sisters that recently moved to the area that work together, and they were actually out at Junk Fest this year and have transitioned into a brick-and-mortar storefront.
All right, so that's some promising news from Webster City as a growing community, too, trying to get these new businesses coming to fill all the empty spaces around town here. So at least Webster City is coming back, thanks to our Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, we have good things on the horizon, and I expect there to be even better news coming soon.
Very good. Also, this is probably the first event since we had the Market Night, which has been kind of a Thursday staple. It is Thursday, nevertheless, but downtown will be quiet. But I have a feeling that's coming back in 2024 there, Anna, for the Market Night.
Yes, absolutely. We're looking forward to Market Nights continuing for its third year in 2024. And if you weren't able to come down to Market Nights this year, we will be having some vendors from our Market Nights event also working with us for Ladies' Night Out. So stop by and see Nicole Letters, Get Nailed by Tara Lynn, and 701 Cakery, Katie's Ultimate Sweets, and Lucky Wife Wine Slushies will also be back for Ladies' Night Out this year.
Oh, neat. So again, that's coming up next week. Also want to mention a very dear friend of mine is part of the Chamber staff, and I think you know who I am talking about.
Yes, we're really excited to welcome Julie Coleman to the team. Mm-hmm. She started back in August. She has been helping us with communications, and also we're looking forward to getting her out and about in the membership to help us with membership visits.
All right. So, yeah, she used to work here many years ago here at KKWC. Now she's part of the Chamber family, so a warm welcome to Julie Coleman there at the Chamber office.
Absolutely. I think her experience at KQWC and her past work experiences make her a great fit for the Chamber office.
Absolutely. And we have something coming up in another 2 weeks from today, and that's that third Thursday coffee. That's back for another fall, winter, and spring season, I presume there, Anna?
Yes, absolutely. So our third Thursday coffees are back on the schedule. We'll be running those the same as the school year, September through May. And our October event will be at the Van Deese Medical Center gift shop. I think this is actually one of the best-kept secrets in Webster City.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great assortment out at the gift shop, some great hostess gifts, and also some great gifts to pick up or home decor for yourself.
And that's not all. We have some other big events coming down the road, which we'll talk to as we get closer to these dates here in Webster City. So we've got Third Thursday Coffee coming up at Van Deese Medical Center. That is happening on October the 19th. That is 2 weeks from today. They're at the gift shop. They're at the Van Deese Medical Center. Busy place. Of course, they got the SALT meeting coming up in a few minutes at 9 o'clock there. So.
And if you don't mind, I just want to put a plug in that our registration is now live for our business trick-or-treat, which will be on Halloween on October 31st. And our registration is live now for our Christmas in the City Lighted Parade.
Yeah.
We have exciting news about our lighted parade. We have a new MC this year. It'll be Tony Nelson of Wildcat Distilling Co. So let's make sure that we support Tony and let his work get cut out for him by having a really robust lighted parade this year.
That's coming up on December 2nd. So again, I do want to interject this too there, is that the trick-or-treating, that's the business district on October 31st. But keep in mind, the residential trick-or-treating is coming up on Saturday, October 28th. That's the residential one, because they don't do it on the night of the 31st because it interferes with school and what have you. So again, it'll be October 28th for the downtown trick-or-treating. Excuse me, the October 31st will be the residential trick-or-treating from 5:30 until 8, I believe. And then the downtown trick-or-treating, I know the city got the go-ahead for that this week, will be held on October 31st.
Yes. Thank you for highlighting that, Pat.
Absolutely.
And that is a trend that we are seeing in a lot of communities where they are moving the residential trick-or-treat nights to the weekend before the actual holiday.
Very good. Anna, thanks for joining us this morning, and we hope we can get some people there to show up for the big Ladies Night Out, which is coming up in next week, October 12th through the 14th downtown.
Thank you very much for having
me,
Pat. I appreciate it a lot, and Chamber Office is always looking for volunteers, so please contact the Chamber Office if you're able to help.
All right, call 832-2564. Stop by their office right there in downtown Webster City. Anna, thanks very much.
Thanks, Pat.
And that does it for our Community Corner. It's 842 at KQWC.